You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Wow, hi. Why? So excited to be here. What an amazing opportunity given to me by LA Talk Radio. Super appreciative about it. This is the first episode or the first show. So I'm going to introduce myself because that's the first thing I need to do. And then I will explain how it's going to work, what exactly I'm going to talk about. Later on, it will also be on my page and you'll be able to probably live interact with me, send me questions, which I'm always happy to answer. So this is me, Yael Kagan. I live in LA. I'm from Los Angeles. I am a therapist here in the LA area. And I wasn't always a therapist. I started this journey about 12 years ago. I went into a college for hypnotherapy. So I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, graduated from HMI, which is probably the only accredited college for hypnosis. And I will tell the story later on, because again, I wasn't always a therapist. I also mastered NLP, so I used those two most amazing tools during my practice when I work with my clients. However, I came into this world because of a beautiful experience I had with a numerologist that was about 14 years ago. Who basically did the switch for me. And that's why, because this thing changed my life so much, I've chosen and decided that this show will be all about numerology. And I will dive into it as we go. I will include different subjects and topics from my therapy world, from my practice. I will have guests both from the college and in a way, anybody else who is interested to be in the show and work with me and describe and tell about what they do, and I will combine it with my numerology, which I believe is a must for everybody. And as we go, we will find more channels and more directions because, again, I am very eager to share with you all the information that I have. I will from time to time also offer some different gifts that I want to give you because I feel very blessed to know what I know and to share that love and passion to numerology because it changed my life and I believe and I know that it can change your life as well. So in the past, I was for about 25 years, I was a travel agent. I had a very big business in the travel industry. I did very, very well. Money was not the issue, but always felt like this is not what I needed to do. This is not my destiny. Everything felt very empty in here. So it was more about making money and success and another group and another customer. It was great. Enjoyed having money, I'm not going to lie, but it wasn't that. And about 15 years ago, I was in a kind of like junction in my life where I wanted to decide whether I want to keep that. I was after divorce from my first husband back then, very happily married now to my second husband. And I went to see a numerologist, not knowing what numerology was, but I was very open-minded. His secretary asked me for my date of birth and my name. That's all I gave her. I do want to say that back then, I didn't even have a Facebook. So it wasn't that anything was published about me or out there. And when I came and started talking to him, I was quite speechless because that person that knew nothing about me, I didn't know anything about him as well, knew everything about me. He knew exactly who I was. He knew my personality traits. He knew how I behave at time of stress. He just knew a lot. He knew timings where I was in that life, what kind of changes. He could even see or asking whether I just got divorced, and it was quite fascinating for me. And he said to me, also, do you have two kids? And I said, yes. And I was very fascinated, and I was like, I want to know more. And towards the end of the session, he said to me, what is your occupation? And I told him I have a travel business. So I'm in the business industry, but mainly travel. And he said, listen, you can do very well. I have no doubt about it. However, that's not your destiny. You came to this world to be a therapist, to take care of people, to help others. And that was like hitting me right there. First of all, because I always found myself where people were approaching me for help, for an advice, for a good word. Again, I didn't know nothing. I didn't study anything. It was just my intuitions that helped me help others. And it's something that went with me from school all the way to adulthood. And I was like, that's very interesting, because in where I grew up, I was signing up twice to study psychology, and I got accepted into the university and deciding that I'm not going this direction and kept postponing it, and then just find myself just getting into the travel industry. My mother was a travel agent, and I just found myself following that path. It was something that I liked, something that I loved, and more than that, it was known. That's what I knew, and that's how my subconscious mind basically directed me to a different place. And I found myself 25 years super successful, but again, something was missing. And he said to me, I do think that despite age, I wasn't 20 back then, I think I was 40 or whatever it was, and he said, I do think that you need to try to find another path or a different path, because that's the direction you need to go in. And I was like, what does he mean? I'm not going to study psychology right now. It's going to be 8 years of study, and it's going to take forever to build my own practice. And I always think very big. I cannot just think small. And he said, listen, I didn't say that you need to be a psychologist. I said that you're supposed to help people. You're supposed to be a therapist this way or another. There are different ways. You're in a year of many changes. You have to work with your intuitions. Signs will be there all the time, which is something I couldn't understand. What does he mean by signs? And he said the universe will send you signs. You just have to look at them, not ignore them, not be afraid, and just follow that path. Very confused, almost felt like he didn't really help me. He just made me more confused. But anyway, I was very open-minded, and I came back to the U.S. after this trip, and I started just like driving whoever is from the L.A. area, driving here on the 101, which takes you from almost every place to other. And I remember seeing a sign on the freeway that says HMI. Now, I have no idea what HMI is, but it kept coming. I kept seeing it, and I was like, what does that mean, and why am I even interested? Why am I even asking? Because I've seen it all the time. And long story short, because he was, you know, giving me that direction, I kept Googling and looking for information. What is there to study? What kind of therapy? And so and so and so. And somehow I got this call from this HMI college, which was the College for Hypnotherapy, for hypnosis. And they started talking to me, and I said, I don't even know what hypnosis is. So I have no idea what hypnotherapy was. And that wonderful woman who I'm going to have here as a guest on my third show said to me, just come. Come, let's meet, let's talk. No obligation. You can leave whenever. Just come. And I was like, fine, you know what? I was working remotely because my business was in Florida. No problem. I went there, and I always say that she hypnotized me. She was the dean of admission, a wonderful, amazing woman. And I was fascinated by what I saw and what I heard. And she said, sign up, do the first course. It's just a month. If you like it, stay. You don't like it, you don't have to stay. I was like, you know what? What do I have to lose? I have the time. It's interesting. And long story short, ever since, I took a year and a half worth of studying. I went into NLP, again, not knowing what it was. I was asking what it is. I could see the benefit it will give me working with clients. I started doing pro bonos through the college. So how I fit there. I felt that I could help people. I saw that I helped people, but I also felt amazing. And that's what I do ever since. I started with a practice inside the college. They gave us like rooms that we could rent. I did that at the beginning until I started building my own practice, and I opened my own private practice here in LA. And ever since, this is what I do. However, I was asking myself, how did I get here? And what did this numerologist, so-called, knew that I don't? Why was he directing me this way? And why did it just put me into the flow? And again, everything else was history. So I started taking my first course in numerology, got completely fascinated. And ever since, to be honest with you, it's been maybe 7 years. Nonstop, just keep studying, keep, you know, going deeper and deeper. I always say it's like an onion, and you start peeling it and peeling it. And the more you peel, the more you find. And then the more you want to get, and you get so invested into it, and you see the change, and you see, it's almost like when I see people, I see them through an X-ray machine. That's what I say. So taking that, and I said to myself, you know what we need as a therapist, I need a lot of tools to be able to find the issue, because most people will come to me with a symptom of a problem. I need to be able to find the root cause and be able to help that person. And the quickest I do it, the better it is. Otherwise, it takes time. People are too invested in it. They get tired of it. And it's expensive. So I said, whatever I can get, whatever I can learn that can help my clients do a quicker change, because after all, that's why people come to me. They are coming to me because they want and they are looking for a positive change in their life. And by using hypnotherapy and NLP, some other tools, by the way, that I will share with the time, but definitely numerology, I can make the change. And I use it so that when a client comes to me, I take the date of birth, obviously the name, and I open a chart even before they get to me. Why? Because it gives me information. Before they even come to my office, I know something about them. Then I need to listen. When they come, I will ask questions, they will answer, and I will just put the two things together, and within minutes, seriously, I can start discussing the actual issue. And in many times, I see them looking at me, and again, I'm also expert with body language and face impression because that's part of NLP. And once I see that smile on their face, I'm like, I got it. I got it. Because that's the feeling. That's what you want. The client to look at you and say, she got me. She understands me. She knows what my problem is. I'm here because she's going to help me. And then that's working on rapport, and immediately I have that connection with a client. And I'm telling you, 99.5 or more percent, it just works. So that's why I think that numerology is a very powerful tool. But it's not a powerful tool just for therapists. It's a powerful tool for everyone in their day-to-day routine, day-to-day life. And that's why also, as I was studying and going deeper and deeper, I decided that I'm going to start teaching it. I am not doing courses, long-time courses, to teach people to be numerologists. There are tons of those, you know, different classes. You can get the information ever since COVID, or even before, like HMI, the college that I went to, used to do everything on videos, and not people necessarily from LA were part of our class. But since COVID, it's everywhere. You can just find Zoom classes, courses. Everything is out there, very simple. what I'm trying to teach, and I'll also use that show for that, is for people to understand numerology so that they can use it in their day-to-day life. First of all, for themselves, you want to know, and you know, it sounds funny because many people will say, what do you mean? Of course I know who I am. Of course I know what my strength and weaknesses, and of course I know what my skills are and what's the right occupation for me. But the reality and the truth is that we are not. In many times, we know a lot about ourselves, but we also have defense mechanisms. And those defense mechanisms basically cause us not to go to some of the places that hurts. And that's sometimes something that you do want to touch in a very light way, just so that things will get better. And that's why I'm teaching it. I'm teaching short courses. I want people to just be able to use it, to be able to work with their kids and do better with their kids. Because one of the problems when we have when we bring a child to the world, we don't get any instructions with it. That's kind of how I call it. And I talk about it a lot in my book, and I will explain that a little bit later. When a child comes to the world, we want them to be happy. That's the first thing we want to do. We want to take care of their needs, and we want them to be happy. We want to direct them and make it easier for them so that the journey to get to where they need will be easier. But we don't really know what is the potential that that child came to the world with. But if you learn numerology, you can direct your child. The child from day zero comes with certain traits, comes with certain personality traits that he was born with. Then he learned also. But in order for us to direct them to the right place, to direct them to a better place, a happy place, for them to fulfill themselves, we call a destiny number, for instance. So the destiny is basically the potential that they came to the world with. And if we know what their potential is, as parents, we can help them. We can direct them because they cannot do it by themselves. So we are the one who needs to do it. But in most cases, when we have children, we just try to see us in them. We either want them to be like us, or we try to raise them the way we were raised, which is right because that's what we know. However, it may not be the right thing for your child. So do you want to help them or do you want to block that? No, we all want to open and try to get them the easiest way to get to where they need to be. I always look at numerology and I say, consider ways. When you go in the car and you need to get from point A to point B. Before Waze, we had those MapQuest, whatever, that's even later. But we had to put point of origin and then point of destination and try to find where we need to go. Before we had computers, we just stopped on the road and asked people, do you know where this and that street? I'm trying to get directions. Some people knew where it was. Some people didn't. Anyway, it was very stressful. Sometimes we didn't get to the destination. Sometimes we did, but it was stressful. Ever since Waze, what exactly happened? We put, again, the origin and the destination, and the Waze will take us on the easiest way or the shortest way so that we get easily from point A to point B. And if we made a mistake on the way, it will just do recalculation and redirect it again. And with the time, with Waze, they also have the capability to see if there is an accident on the way. What is delaying you? What is stopping you? What is preventing you to get to the point that you're trying to get? Numerology is very, very similar. And what we do in numerology basically is we use it kind of like Waze. We put the origin, which will be in our case the date of birth. We put the destination, which we will find after we understand what numerology is. And we will find the path. We will find the right way to get there, so that we will use the potential that we came to the world with and get to the destiny where we need to be. When there is also something that's called timing in numerology, which will also say, are you in the right timing to do that thing that you are trying to do? Are you in the right timing to change a job? Are you in the right timing to buy a house? Are you in the right timing to open something new, maybe a new business? Maybe it's time to let go of an occupation or a business you're working with. The numerology directs you there. Now, even if you make a mistake on the way, there are 2 years in numerology that will do exactly that, will tell you, okay, let me give you a feedback. The universe will give you a feedback, whether you did good or bad, whether you did right or wrong. You will get the feedback and ask yourself, okay, if I'm in a year that's giving me a feedback, was the feedback positive? If it's positive, you know that you are doing right and you can continue. But if the feedback is negative, then you want to make a change. So after every year like that that gives the feedback, you have the opportunity to make changes. So it's very smart, and it actually really helps us. It doesn't call us for terrible failure. It will just tell us, you know what, maybe you need to reconsider, maybe you need to make a little change, and this is the time, and let's just do the change. So that's a very smart thing. Now, I want to talk about what is numerology, and there are different ways to explain, and what I actually did, which was interesting, and I Googled it to see what other websites, even Wikipedia, what exactly do they say about numerology, and I just want to read a few of them before I give my interpretation. So besides the fact that we know that it's from before the 20th century, believe it or not, we know that it's mystical relationship between numbers, and numerology is a study of numbers and their energetic influence on our lives, which is exactly that. Because we see they interact with numbers every day, it's easy to take them for granted. Numbers are symbols that carry energetic vibrations which impact humanity on a cosmic level, and so and so and so and so and so, and everything is right. But I'll tell you my interpretation and how in my courses, how do I explain numerology. And again, I try to do things in a very easy, very like in your face, so that everyone can understand, because the easiest and the simple that you do it, it's just easier for people to learn it and to adapt it. And it becomes basically a way of living. So numerology, the way I look at it, is a language. The same as when you learn a language, you start by learning the alphabet of the language, and then you start putting the letters together into words. And you are being taught that if you took the word, let's say, dad, and you know that it's a combination of the letters D-A-D, and you know how it's pronounced D-A-D, which is dad, and you know that the dad means father, for instance. It's something that's being learned, memorized, and you start building them into sentences, and this is basically how you build a language. Exactly the same thing with numerology, just that beyond letters, we use the numbers. And basically, years ago, Pythagoras, who was a mathematician and a Greek mathematician and philosopher, who said it's impossible that numbers are just a measuring tool. There must be more than that. There must be something that each number symbolizes are. And he started investigating it with some, you know, other friends of his, and came up with this whole kind of like I call it the Bible. For me, it's like a Bible. He basically started studying each one of the numbers and showing what is the energy that influences each one of those numbers. And as I go slowly, slowly, I'll teach and give some information about each one of the numbers. I'll also show and teach how we calculate in numerology. For instance, the strongest number in numerology is called life path number or destiny number. So what exactly is it and how do you calculate it? And I will get to it. Not sure that I'll get to it today, but I will get to it. And once you start learning each number and what is the energy that's influencing that number, first of all, you start talking with the language. So when I see the number one, I know that I'm talking about a leader, about a manager, about entrepreneur, someone that always has new ideas, that wants to open new beginnings. He needs to always be on the move, always do something, finish or not finish, and start something new. It's people that uses their brain. They bring all the information, they have to gather the information, and they think about it and move with it forward. I think about the one that wants to be the number one. It's also considered a materialistic number, and not in a bad way. When I'll use, and you'll hear it a lot, that I'll use materialistic group of number, emotional group of number, and spiritual group of number. In no way consider the materialistic group of number as a negative thing. And I know that some people has limiting beliefs that the materialistic is not a great thing because they heard at home this and that doesn't matter. Not true. Absolutely not true. So when I'll use it, don't take it, you know, in a bad way. Don't think negative, and definitely don't be offended about it, because many people would love to be in this group of numbers. So the number one, like I said, is the first number. It's also considered the male group of numbers. So when I use therapy, I know when I see that number to check the relationship between that client to a male, dominant male figure in the house, which I will always look at the first one, which will be the father. But sometimes the father is not present. So I will check, was there a grandfather? Was there a brother? Was there an uncle? And slowly, slowly, I get to where I need to be, because that number one needs to be influenced in order to move forward and get to where they need to go. They need to be influenced by a dominant male figure. So this is just a one example. But again, each number will have more of those, more innate, more traits that I will talk about. And when we combine those energies together, we basically get a whole book of information about that person. So we have a lot of numbers in the date of birth, and I divide them into groups. I look at four strong numbers within a person's date of birth, which is the day the person was born, the month, and the year. And I always put the numbers together, and then I always want to come to a one single digit. I never use a double digit. I only use single digits. So I put all the numbers together to, at the end, get four numbers, and those are the most dominant numbers. But obviously it's not enough, and there's more than that. But when I open a chart for a client, I use all those numbers. Then I use another number, which is the name that we've been given, which according to numerology, maybe supposed to be given by the mom. She has the connection from before the baby is even born. But anyway, the letters in the alphabet is being switched into numbers as well. So A will be 1, and B will be 2, and C will be 3, and so on and so on. And that's when we also combine the numbers together and put the name of a person into one single digit. And that's another number that we want to look at it, because it's another group of traits that will influence that person, first of all, to get where they need to get, and also that will either support them or make it harder for them, I would say, to get to where they need to go. So it's very important, and people who understand numerology, they know that when a baby is born, you do want to think about the name that you are giving a child, because it has some kind of a combination with the rest of the numbers within a date of birth. And if you want to help that child, you want to give a name that will be harmonial with the rest of his numbers within the date of birth. Now, the date of birth is supposed to be not something that we can influence. And if I go backwards to old days, you couldn't choose the day that a baby will be born, or the whatever day that somebody is getting born, because it was something very natural and it's something that just happened. However, with the years, people are starting also to schedule for C-sections, for instance. So there is something that influences that a little bit. But in general, and in more cases, in most cases, when we are born, it's not within our control. There's a certain reason why a soul comes into the world on a certain date, and therefore is getting the destiny number that is typically and supposed to be just for that soul. And again, once we get the date of birth, we can look at the numbers, but where we can influence is choosing the name, when we choose the name for the baby. And that's why that's the only place that we can still get involved and help that baby, that child, to make it easier for them. Because again, like I said, we just want to make things easier for the children when they come to the world. Just to say something about this morning, I got a call. My niece had a baby, and congratulations, she's in New York. And funny enough, that's a second child. It's a baby girl. She has a three-year-old baby boy who was born today as well. So funny enough, she had her son, her older son and first son, born April 3rd. And then today happened to be that she had her baby girl born on the exact same day, April 3rd. So first of all, congratulations. And she's a beautiful baby. However, they're very different people. Despite the fact that they were both born on the same day, and I said, how could she ruin his birthday? Why born only on that specific day? That's like funny, and obviously I will not have the answer to that. But what I could say to her immediately, even though that the two of them are born in the same day, they are still not the same people. And one of the most important things to share about that is that, yes, the day they were born is the same. It's the third. The month they were born is the same because it's April. However, they were born in different years. And when you calculate the year and put all the numbers together, the sun's destiny number is three, and the baby girl that was born today is a six. So despite the fact that they are born in the same day, two very different personality, two very different people. And some people will say, yeah, but also it's a boy and a girl. Yes, but not necessarily. There's a lot more than that or into that. But that's how we look at it. That's how we see how we work with people. We work with the numbers, and we open a chart, and we basically know a lot of the information. So when a client calls me and tells me that they want to come for a session, they have a problem with whatever, something, and I will get very little information, because that I will do on the first session. And I will ask for date of birth, full date of birth, and the name. It's important also to say that when somebody has a name, but it's not being used as that, meaning if on the birth certificate he was born Joan, but in life everybody knows him as Johnny, then I want to look at Johnny because there is a reason why the name has changed. Yes, it sounds the same, it's a nickname, but that's still the name. Just because it was changed doesn't matter that it's a nickname. So I want to look at it. So once I have that chart, I'm getting a lot of information there. I'm getting a lot of the personality traits of that person. I'm getting the strength and weaknesses. I even have a way, as I studied, I find that to check whether that person is working correctly with the numbers, and I will explain that in a second. Each number, and I said it's influenced by a certain energy. However, it could be that that number is not used the right way. So every number in numerology has the, we call it plus and minus, meaning whether you work with the strength of that number or with the weakness of the number, and therefore not working right with the number. If you don't work with it, then it will be harder for you to get to where you need to be and to basically reach your potential and your destiny. So there is a way for me when I work to also check that and to know in advance whether I need to touch that. Because if I see a number, for instance, that the person is the leader, like I said, the number one before, he's the leader, everybody's following him, he likes to be the first, he's, you know, the one that taking the crowd and taking them, you know, towards whichever goal he's trying to fulfill. However, suddenly I can see that instead of doing that, he's the one who's being very dependent on others, having a problem making decisions. Instead of being first, he's actually very lonely. Even he's staying very lonely, may have an ego, but basically not the leader, not the one who's doing what he needs to do. So when I ask the question and try to understand what the problem is, I want to try to understand how can I help him? Why is that soul choosing to work against? Now, there is a belief, you can believe it or not, that a soul comes to the world choosing the date it will be born, but also to which family. Now, why is that? Because in order to fix issues, they come into a family that will either take them to the right way or the other way. If my number is more family oriented, the together, the family that's supposed to be together, that protects each other. But I will be born to a family that has a lot of issues between them. Maybe there is divorce in the family. Maybe there is a separation, and something also that influences the kids. It will be very difficult for that child to work right with its numbers because, after all, we are being taught by the family who's raising us, and then that child will come to the world and find themselves at an older age, maybe having issues with relationships, maybe having a problem building a family, maybe building a family and then, you know, separating it or breaking it or whatever it is. And through the numbers, at least I know which questions I need to ask. It will help me and direct me to where the problem may be. And then by asking the questions, and I love to hear what clients has to say. The entire, maybe half of the session, I just let them talk. I ask questions, but I let them talk, and only then I move into the speaker mode. So it's very important to listen. Many times, the client that comes doesn't know exactly how to put the finger and say, this is the problem. They will share symptoms, they will go around it not knowing how to call the problem. And by opening the chart, the numerological chart, I can start, you know, directing them and helping them until we come to the right thing and to the right point. And on that point, I can say, okay, we know now where the problem is. Let's now move into therapy and let's try to fix it. Because after all, people come because they need to fix things. So we're going to talk about a lot of those things more in details. I'm going to talk about the book that I wrote, which came out a few months ago in Hebrew language, sold hundreds of copies. And lately I just finished, I actually sent it today for printing a proof. So the book is in English. When it will become available, I will start promoting it and I will advertise it. But I do think that everyone needs to buy and read and learn from a book like that. I know it has a little kid's picture, but it's basically not a children's book. It's a book for the parents, but it is talking about children, about how to raise children using numerology. While you read it, you will learn also about yourself. And I have a lot of clients that bought it in order to work with their kids, but actually found themselves, you know, opening into the numerology world and asking so many questions. So we will get also into that. And again, guests. And I do want to say that I'm going to answer now two questions, because I ask people to contact me privately. I will never expose names or anything. I will just use the information and I will answer the one question that was asked. So I just chose two of them, but feel free for the next show, for the show after, you can always send me a private message or maybe later through the show. Again, I'm learning it. It's all new for me, this whole technology. So I see now that some people are writing, and yes, you will get a copy once it's published and available to purchase. It will be available for purchase through me or through Amazon. It will be sold by Amazon as well. So, and thank you, everyone that is listening to me and that, you know, trusting me, and you will learn a lot. I will give a lot of information during the show, and later on I'll also give all kind of, you know, gifts for people who want an actual reading and session and whatever it is. It's my passion. I love it. I love sharing it with you. It's for me. I can talk now for hours, but I think they will limit me here in time. That's why I was looking at it. So I think I have like 5 more minutes, and I do want to answer those two questions. So one question, and I will only say that, I mean, she gave me the date of birth, and I will say that her initial starts of the first name starts with an M. I'm not exposing anything else more than that. And she basically was asking a question about if she's in the right occupation. So I don't know all the information. Again, it wasn't like a long discussion. It was just giving, you know, very limited information. So what I do want to say after looking at the numbers is that, first of all, she's going through a time, I believe she's 63. She's going from age 59 to 68, going through a lot of changes. When I say changes, it's an energy that may influence in different directions. It could be work, occupation, relationship, moving from a house. Many times when I see what I see here, I can say that I can maybe see changing occupations or job. And she has a challenge there with independence, with independency. So maybe she needs to be independent. Maybe she needs to listen more to herself, not to be afraid, not to let things stop her. If she is thinking about doing something, or I'm talking to her, if she's listening, if she's thinking about doing something and something is stopping her, don't let it stop you. You have to make the changes. You have to move on. You have to continue on. Again, I don't know exactly what she's doing. It's not the same as when I sit in a full session with a client, but I will say that working with her numbers, I will give a list of occupations that she does have the skills for them. So if any of them is something that she does already, if she's not, maybe she's thinking about it, she should consider it. And looking at their strongest number, I would say that she is, occupation-wise, needs to be anything to do with money-related, could be banks, CPA, accounting, management of public institutions, even social sciences and community jobs, engineering, programming, anything quality control. They have the tendency, her number has the tendency to see all the small details. So quality control, even real estate, construction, anything with money and law, even food, agriculture, channeling could also be. So if anything like that is interesting for her, start studying it. Good with work in organizations for a long time. However, again, like I said, she's in a time of change, but she's also in a year that she's getting a feedback from the universe. So if that happens, it came for a reason why she's asking me that question today, because she's getting some feedback, and I don't know what it is, but if you feel that you are getting a negative feedback about something that has to do with your occupation, then it means that that's the changes that you need to do. That's that energy of changes that I told you before that I'm seeing, and you need to very strongly consider it, whether it's quitting a job, starting something new, definitely look at it. But another thing that influences her in regards to occupations is she can be a very good teacher. She can be a coach. She can coach others. Very good into art, beauty, graphic designs, even photography. Very creative. In general, very creative. There are speakers. So is it something that you may want to do? Any of those things, work with kids related could be good for you. Anything guiding others to do. Writer and spiritual jobs. So between all those things, if any of these touched you, then that's the change you need to do. And you need to consider it and like very seriously. And the last thing I want to do is a request that I received from someone who wrote to me. She said, I have been seeing the number one in a row on clock digital or analog, whether it is 1-1, like 11-11 or 1-11. The more I've been doing work, I like, is this a sign things are working, or what does it tend to mean, as it was at one point followed by seeing 8-8, and after that she wrote that she's even seeing 3-3. So this question comes a lot, and I also see it all the time on social media. People are asking it, and some numerologists will tell you that it's nothing. And I don't believe that nothing is nothing, and I believe that there is a reason behind everything. And same as that numerology back then said to me, follow the signs, don't ignore the signs, there is a reason behind them. Therefore, I don't want to ignore it, and I don't want to tell you that it's nothing. I will tell you that I will explain what those numbers may be, and you will need to use your intuition and see if it has something to do with you. So when you see the 1-1, all those single digit, 1, doesn't matter which combination they come with, 1 is considered a new beginning. Some people want to do a change or want to do something and are blocking themselves from continuing. Sometimes, like I said, because of defense mechanism, fear, we're all afraid to do things. So if that's the case in your case, it's telling you to move on. It's telling you to start something new. Or it's telling you to lead something, to be a leader, to manage, to be on top of things, not to be a follower. Again, I don't know anything about you, so I'm just trying, you know, to give you a hint and give you all kind of energies that may be influenced there. One is also talking about a male figure, like I said. So is it something to do with a male figure that you may be facing? When you mentioned eight means power, eight means money, eight means responsibility, success. So that may be that. And the last one that you mentioned, which was three is opportunities. It's a lot of opportunities that you need to find. You need to look for them. And three is also expressing. Is it something that you're getting a message that you are not expressing yourself? Or is it opportunities that are in front of you and you're ignoring them, not seeing them? So this is what I can throw here. Again, it's not something you'll find in a numerology book. It's not something that we study in numerology, but numerology is a language, like I said, and numbers has a meaning. Which meanings? It depends on you. Anything I throw up now, try to use your intuition and think if it has something to do with you. And especially on that certain day that you saw all those one single digits one, is there anything that you may find in the answers that I gave you here? So I believe it is time to say goodbye. And I had a pleasure, and I will read everything that people wrote here. I didn't have enough time, never have enough time. If you are interested to be a guest on the show, contact me, private message me. And I will contact you and we'll get in touch and we'll see how we can, combine the information and do something together. Would love it. You can be present here in LA at the studio, or they can put you over Zoom. So it doesn't matter where you are. You're invited and you can be part of the show. That's it. I wish I would have more time. Next time I'll try to leave more time. And thank you, Shirai. Definitely got my answer and I appreciate it. So I'm very happy. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. And again, you can keep writing, private message me. I love to answer. Seriously, I love to. I'm always here for you. So thank you so much. It was lovely. I enjoyed it. And thank you also for the opportunity, LA Talk Radio. Truly appreciate it. And I'll see you next week, Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific time. Same place, same time. Thank you.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.